This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. And music means we're starting right now. Do our part to change the world. What's your part in that? What are you going to do? What are you taking on? You helping to feed the world as our farmers and ranchers are every day? Oh my gosh. Is that not wonderful? Is that not great? Whatever it is you choose to do, we can do it together, and that's why we're here. Because it does need to change. My name is Scott Hennen, host of the program, along with my co-host, Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Hello, Todd. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I am getting on a bus later today and participating in a time-honored tradition of the March for Life. I don't know how many of these have happened exactly, but it's four-plus decades. It's been going on a long time. So I think it's 45. I think it was last year an anniversary of 45. Might have been. And partial government shutdowns not slowing anybody down. A lot of folks going. Shanley High School sending 215 folks. So I know, St. Mary's in Bismarck, a lot of churches are filling buses of all denominations. So I would guess it'd probably be over 1,000, maybe two, in the way of North Dakotans that are going. So it's fantastic. It's really great. That's the best part of the March for Life, I have to tell you, is all the youngsters. We hop in the bus. We're getting on the bus. We're getting on the bus. Yeah. The youth.
So many bus songs. So.
I think there will come a day when eyes will open and we'll understand the idea of not protecting life from conception to natural death is foreign, that we would do everything in our power to do that.
Well, you're more optimistic than I am, but okay.
I do. And here's why I'm optimistic. Youngsters are into this. Youngsters are into this. The youth of America, if you look now of what's happened with our youngsters in this country, with the youth, they are pro-life. It's the old codgers like me that normally aren't. I have had this in my DNA for I don't know how long. I think I told a story one time about a buddy of mine in high school. He was from Granite Falls. I was from Montevideo. His sister had an unplanned pregnancy, wasn't married, with a boyfriend. She was in high school. The parents had the pull to get her into the hospital in Granite Falls and have an abortion. She had planned to do it. The family gathered the night before, and they decided we can't do this. So she leaves the hospital. Baby's born. Baby's name was Jesse, by the way, little guy, who was just a delight, so fun. And, of course, getting to know him then and seeing, knowing the story behind the story, how close he came to not being here, and then goes on to serve his country in Iraq. I have a lump in my throat every time I think about that. Just nothing short of extraordinary. That really had a profound impact on me. To say, gosh, look how close he came and how easy it is. So I've always had that belief, and I love the fact that North Dakotans believe that in a strong majority number as well. It's a great thing about North Dakota. Same thing with the second highest state in the nation for Donald Trump. We get the problems we face in this country, and we're willing to take them on head on, putting leaders in place to do something about it and doing our part in it. So it's great fun. So I'm chaperoning. It's 19, 20 hours on a bus each way. So I expect to have a lot of, brain damage of some sort by the time I get back. But no, I'm gonna roll with it. I'm gonna roll with it. So, and we're actually doing the show while we're rolling tomorrow. I don't know where we'll be, but we're gonna do a rolling version of What's on Your Mind tomorrow.
Do you have, like, Netflix on your phone or something like that?
I don't.
You're going to need that, and you're going to need some noise-canceling headphones. I'm telling you right now.
Headphones.
So we can still keep listening to what's on your mind.
There you go.
I packed last night, and guess what I forgot to pack?
Oh, no.
My pillow. How could I forget my pillow?
What? Yeah. Of all people!
I know, but I still have time, so I'm going to go home and get it in. Headphones, too, and the whole thing, so... I don't sleep well sitting up. It just never has been my thing, so we'll have to see what happens. I don't know. I don't even think noise-canceling headphones and my pillow will do it, but we're going to give it a shot. We're going to give it a shot for sure. I have a shout-out later today. Speaking of my pillow, Mike Lindell, 10 years sober today. 10 years. No more crack cocaine. No more alcohol. Turned his life totally around. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Going to give him a shout-out. We'll have Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of the hour. We'll have Congressman Kelly Armstrong at the top of next hour. They'll do today's Talk Radio Town Hall. We have this announcement for you. Congressman Kevin Cramer is congressman no more, as you know. While he was congressman, he was on every Wednesday for an hour. Now he's Senator Kevin Cramer, and because of the Senate committee schedule, we are now going to do his Talk Radio Town Hall every Friday at 10 a.m., starting this Friday. So just get that on your schedule, okay? We'll still try and do Talk Radio Town Halls on Thursday with others as well and give you a chance to access your lawmakers. So look forward to that. Let's talk to some folks today to find out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. Text Todd, 701 numbers, 226-8503 for him, 367-2054 for moi. Stu in Minneapolis. Listening to what's on your mind. Yeah. Tell me what is on your mind, Stu.
The other day you had to turn around because of the IC-94.
Yeah.
When I had to attend a funeral out there for my farmer cousin, and when I crossed the border in Fargo, you can see the Highway 94 actually sweats. Like if you notice in a garage sometimes, the floor sweats from the cold. It was from Fargo to out at Ebden in the westbound lane, and coming back, it starts a little bit further, but it's only in the left lane until you get to Castleton, and then you notice it all the way to the border.
Now, do you think that's sweats, or is that some type of a treatment that they're giving?
It's brine.
I think it's the stuff they put on the roads to melt the ice, and it stays. Very often when it looks wet, I'm with you. I look at it like, oh, no, this is going to be slick as heck. And then you test it, and it's not.
But I only noticed it in that one area. All the way to the rest of the way to Bismarck and back, it was okay.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know
and,
that.
And, when I was going westbound, I slowed down and took it off of cruise control because it started spinning in one spot there.
That makes me crazy. You got to be careful there.
I don't know
there.
What it is. It's just in that one area there for 20 or 30 miles.
Interesting. I haven't noticed that before. I've seen that, what you're talking about, in other places, but I don't know if that day was because of the temperatures or what. I just don't know. But we'll ask DOT if there's some sort of special treatment right around Fargo-Moorhead. Actually, it'd be Fargo, obviously, if it's North Dakota DOT.
When you head to Bismarck, keep an eye out.
I'll do that. Okay. I appreciate the call. Thank you. And we're due for a chat with DOT, and we'll have them on. Remember last time they were on? They were like, we're going to start using salt.
And yeah, like, I don't think Minnesota's using that brine. I think just North Dakota is. Minnesota's still got the salt going.
They explained it last time.
There was outrage when that salt started coming up in conversation.
Yeah, and then people said, well, we've always used it. So I was more confused by the time we were done with that debate than I've ever been. Nancy Pelosi has asked Donald Trump to delay the State of the Union until the shutdown ends. Sent a letter to him today to ask him to hold off on the State of the Union address, which is scheduled for January 29th, until the government shutdown is resolved. Why do you guys think, or get a load of this, or submit his speech in writing instead? Citing furloughs in the Department of...
Yeah. Freaking God. Really?
Sit down.
Citing furloughs in the Department of Homeland Security and in the Secret Service... Pelosi said the State of the Union demands weeks of detailed planning and cannot guarantee the safety of those present, with critical departments hamstrung by the furloughs.
She really thinks she's in charge of the country now, doesn't she?
Well, look at her letterhead. Her letterhead has this big crest on it. And then under it says Nancy Pelosi in big letters. And then Speaker. I would think Speaker of the House would be first, and then you have her name, but yeah. And, you know, this really doesn't matter, but I have to tell you, I can't watch Nancy Pelosi talk and actually listen to what she's saying. So I'm glad she wrote this down because it helps me understand what she said. Because when I watch her and she's talking, all I'm seeing is that mouth that acts like she's trying to find that crumb that's stuck in her teeth. And she's like wiggling her lips. Do you notice that?
Fixing her dentures.
Yes. Is it the denture thing? I'm like, well, what's in the mouth? Get rid of it and be done with this. But no, she fidgets the lips the whole time. And I'm telling you, I can't comprehend what she's saying because I'm perplexed. I'm mesmerized. I'm hypnotized by the lip dancer. I don't know.
How fast do you think Congress would solve this if they were furloughed? If they...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just asking.
Yeah, just asking, yeah.
No kidding.
Anyway, that's the latest Nancy Pelosi's asking for this for one reason. She doesn't want Donald Trump on the stage when they haven't negotiated, having to look her down. That's what it's all about. No question about it. Your take when we come back. What's on your mind?
Folks, Matt the Pizza Guy with you again. Are the doldrums of the deep winter blues
creeping into your positive and sunny view?
Well, it's time to snap out of the wistfulness of winter. Crank up the oven and enjoy a Pizza Corner pizza. Choose from a deliciously deluxe loaded with meat and veggies, a chicken bacon ranch with a hint of spice to warm you nice, or a Pizza Corner taco pizza that can be dressed up to delectable with sour cream, lettuce, tomatoes, and more. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Hi, I'm Elise Puklich of Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Puklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have something even worse than Nancy Pelosi asking President Trump to postpone the State of the Union. By the way,
is that
anybody
possible?
Think, anybody, I suppose anything's possible.
No, I mean, something worse than that. I mean, is that possible?
But if you you have a comment on whether they ought to do that or not, let me know. I'd like to know what you think. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI. They've teamed up. NDSC puts on this incredible safety event. It's North Dakota's biggest every year. People come from half a dozen states or more. No, dozen or more. Like 13, 14, 15 states, I think, last year, as I recall. And 2 days of pre-conference, February 18th. The actual event is Feb 20 through 22, Bismarck Event Center. It's their 46th annual Safety and Health Conference. And it is jam-packed. 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 first-class keynotes, 88 breakout sessions. Amazing hands-on training using multi-story custom-built training props right in the arena of the event center. So if you're in construction, manufacturing, oil and gas, utilities, healthcare, agriculture, government, transportation, you name it, there's training for everyone. New this year, CEU approval is something the NDSC has for human resources and the safety professional. That's a big deal. If you're in law enforcement or EMS, you can earn CEUs for attending courses. Check it all out at ndsc.org. Few days left at the early bird rate. That ends January 25th. Sign up and take that in. Okay? All right. Here's something I think is even worse than Nancy Pelosi asking Donald Trump to can the State of the Union, okay? The Daily Caller published an anonymous op-ed at the request of a senior official in the Trump administration whose identity is known to them, whose career would be jeopardized by its disclosure, but they believe needed to be put out. And I'm going to just paraphrase some of what he's saying here. As one of the senior officials working without a paycheck, a few words of advice for the president's next move at shuttered government agencies. Lock the doors, sell the furniture, and cut them down. Federal employees are starting to feel the strain of the shutdown. I'm one of them. But for the sake of our nation, I hope it lasts a very long time, until the government is changed and can never return to its previous form. The lapse in appropriations is more than a battle over a wall. It is an opportunity to strip wasteful government agencies for good. Get a load of this stat, folks. On an average day, roughly 15% of the employees around me are exceptional patriots serving their country. I wish I could give competitive salaries to them and no one else. But 80% feel no pressure to produce results. If they don't feel like doing what they're told, they don't. Why would they? We can't fire them. They avoid attention, plan their weekends, schedule vacation, their second job, the next position. Some do this in the same position for more than a decade. They do nothing that warrants punishment and nothing of external value. This is their workday. Errands for the sake of errands. Administering, refining, following, and collaborating on process. Process is your friend, is what delusional civil servants tell themselves. Even senior officials have to gain approval from every rank across their department, other agencies, and work units for basic administrative chores. Folks, that is your federal government. And if you ask me, that's why Donald Trump has been elected. All of us have sniffed that out for some time. There's a little more detail there than I've ever heard. I can't wait to ask John Hoeven and Kelly Armstrong about this. It's unbelievable. I can't believe it. Jim, in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Jim, and I was skipping to the channels the other day.
TV or radio?
On the TV. And I came across Caddyshack, and Rodney Dangerfield had a great line in there. He said, "That's the first time I saw a mouth like that without a hook in it."
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
I do remember.
Hey, nice hat.
You were something before time.
It looks good on you, though. Yeah. Huh? I know. There's so many great one-liners in that movie. Oh, my God.
This is a total diversion, Jim. But speaking of movie clips, have you ever watched Arthur? With Dudley Moore?
Wow.
It's been a long time. It's hard to remember.
Oh, it was such a good movie. That's Dudley. So do you remember the scene in the restaurant where he has a lady of the evening with him who is inappropriately attired for the place they were at, and they're walking to their table, and they bump into his uncle and his aunt. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And the aunt, and the aunt says, Arthur, who's your friend? And he goes over whispering to her, she said, Princess of a very small country. They recently had the entire country recarpeted. We're talking small. He said, what? It costs $1 in a cab from one end of the country to the other. This is not a big place.
One of the best ever.
I love that. Hey, I found it the other day on YouTube. This is the value of YouTube. You can go find these clips because my kids were sick of me.
Arthur, take my hand.
Saying,
I believe you was one.
So, Jim, I'm guessing the Caddyshack Rodney Dangerfield line remind you of who?
Oh, absolutely.
Nancy Pelosi?
Any nationally known Democrat in Washington with their mouth open.
There you go. All right, Jim, thank you for that. I got to tell my Dudley Moore story. John in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, just a thought about Glassy Nancy there. How about mandatory drug testing for the Senate? I mean, their decisions affect the lives of millions. That'd be, you know, imagine if her drug supply were cut off. That'd be a jitterbug.
Are you suggesting that Nancy Pelosi consumes illegal drugs?
Oh, I'm sure they're all legally prescribed, but my God, look at her. I mean, I
can't get beyond the lip dance. I don't even hear what she says. I don't know. I just like.
No, me either.
What is going on there? I don't. It's very, very bizarre. I don't get it. I don't.
I look at her until it looks like she's about to come under some form of emergency care. I can't listen to her either. But no, that's all. It's just a thought. You know. You have all these different jobs, cops, and various. People who only deal with a few people at a time who have to take drug tests. These folks make decisions that affect millions. Who knows what state half of them are in? You know, and I'm just curious about its intro. You know,
interesting. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Yeah. And you know, look, I'm not one to make fun of somebody's appearance. I just think that that's somebody can make fun of mine all day long. You know, you have fertile ground, lots of things to pick from. So I don't dislike Nancy Pelosi because of how she looks. I'm just saying a fact that I can't really even understand what she's saying because of what's going on with the mouth thing. So I hope she gets that figured out. But I don't like the woman. I don't like her policies. I don't like the way she thinks. I don't like the way she operates. She's from San Francisco. We're not supposed to share any kind of values with Nancy Pelosi. We're not. I mean, you take the North Dakota, Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Eastern Montana way of life here in the Northern Plains where you folks are listening. I mean, you'd be like the 1% in San Francisco. So it's supposed to be like that. Unfortunately, she's running the show. And hopefully this suit, too, shall pass. But I'll tell you this. She might have met her match with Donald Trump. We'll see. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guy, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news, as there's a report that U.S. troops were among those killed today in an attack in northern Syria. CBS News is reporting that the U.S. military has confirmed it. The U.S.-led coalition in Syria, Operation Inherent Resolve, will only confirm in a tweet that coalition members, quote, conducted a routine patrol in Syria on Wednesday, saying it's still gathering information. But again, CBS News is reporting that a U.S. military official confirmed that at least two Americans are among the dead in the attack not far from the Turkish border. Day 26 of the partial federal government shutdown, and White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says,
Democrats have to be willing to do something. So far, they've been willing to do nothing but obstruct, and that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to open the government.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright, nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like.
There's a little Kenny Loggins for you. Caller did it for us now when he's mentioning Caddyshack. We can't, we got the bug, don't we?
And you got to do a little gopher dance.
Yeah, a little gopher dance.
A little gopher dance.
That's the best. 28 before top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part by Go Wireline. Go Wireline. And tell you what, there is a good group of folks, North Dakotans, with a whole lot of experience in the wireline industry and great careers waiting for you. You know, experience matters. 200 combined years in the wireline industry. They have the experience and the expertise to get the job done. They're bringing new folks in, training them in the industry. Tubing, conveyed, perforating, 5K and 10K max grease pressure control systems, logging, pipe recovery, wireline perforating, pressure pumping, and a lot more. Find out more at GoWireline.com. Senator John Hovind joins us on the Newsmaker line from the nation's capital. Senator, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Greetings to you. Greetings to your listeners.
So let's start with the news you put out yesterday in extracting an exemption for North Dakota farmers if we get to the point where there are tariffs reinstated as part of the trade deals going on with China. That's obviously a bit of comfort to know that that takes away a little bit of the concern. Start with the big picture. How do you believe the negotiations and the discussions are going with China?
Well, the administration's making some progress, and it really goes back to when the president was down in Buenos Aires and had the meeting with President Xi of China. And that was the first, right about the first part of December. And they basically agreed to delay any increase in tariffs for about 90 days and to try to negotiate an agreement. And then the Chinese sent a team here first week in January. They made some progress then, or I guess we sent a team there, excuse me, to Beijing. And then I believe they send a team here by the end of January. So the important thing is the negotiations are going back and forth now. And also, as part of the agreement, China agreed to start buying ag products, energy, some manufactured goods and that kind of thing. So we are starting to see some soybean sales, which is helpful. Obviously, we want to see a lot more of those. But so the most important thing is we get to agreements, get rid of these tariffs, and also make the Chinese play fair when it comes to technology transfer, copyright infringement, patents, trademarks, all those kind of things. In the meantime, we want to do what we can to They help our ag producers. Obviously, that's the market facilitation payment. But also our manufacturers, where they're importing parts from China and making components, you know, whether it's Bobcat or WCCO Belting, Dakota Callus, all these different companies. We have some great manufacturing companies, as you know. And so what we're trying to do is get what's called an exclusion for them. So the way, when they import those parts, they're not paying duty, or at least they're not paying duty they can't recoup when they export the product. There had not been an exclusion in the third round. I spoke with Bob Lighthizer some time ago. We've gone back and forth. He has now agreed that if beginning March we don't have resolution and we see the continuation of the tariffs, that we will get that exclusion for what's called round three. That's the big one. That's the $200 billion round.
So, and that's a request at this point of something you're trying to secure, but it's not yet in place?
No, he's agreed to do it. See, there's exclusions in rounds one and two, and those totaled tariffs on $50 billion worth of goods. And so we got exclusions for round one and round two, but those were the smaller ones. Those are $50 billion, that's a 25% tariff. The third round, which was implemented, like I say, and has now been held at the lower level, which is 10%, not 25%, never had an exclusion process provided where somebody can apply to the Department of Commerce to exclude the tariff, you know, on their part or component. And what Lighthizer has now agreed, when he and I talked, he agreed to do it. Now he's given me a formal letter saying he will do it. So I've got it in writing now that come March, if these tariffs go from 10 to 25%, we would have an exclusion for our manufacturers, which is very important because obviously at 25%, that put a real burden on them.
Interesting. By the way, there is reports today of an attack led by ISIS in Syria, in which is claimed U.S. Casualties as well. This is just breaking. We're just getting details of this right now. You think that in any way would alter plans for our troops in Syria?
Yeah, it may. You know, obviously our hearts and prayers go out to our service members and their family. They're doing an incredible job. I mean, just an incredible job. This was one of these bombing incidents where they're, you know, in a restaurant or at a meeting, and it killed not only some of our people, some of our soldiers, but also some French and some others. They don't have the specifics out yet, but, you know, I mean, our hearts and prayers go out to them. It could change some things. It's right on the border there in Tangib, you know, where you've got not only ISIS, but you got Kurds. Obviously, our advisors and our forces, and it's very close to the Turkish border. So we have to get the details. But, you know, the president wants to get our guys, our troops out of there. That's right. You know, the American people want them out. Now, we have to do it the right way. No question about it. You know, we have to do it in a way where we make sure that, you know, we've snuffed out ISIS and that we leave the fighters there in a position to do the fighting. And we'll continue to help with some of the command and control and that kind of stuff. But, you know, obviously, whether it's the war on terror there or Afghanistan or anywhere else, we have to have a plan. And it has to be a plan where we bring our guys home, and guys and gals, and that the locals take, and our allies, you know, take over. You know, that doesn't mean we can't help with logistics and command and control and the kind of things we do. But the fighting needs to be done by the people that live there, that it's their home. They're the, you know, just they have to defend their homeland, and we're trying to get them in position to do that.
Janine in Fargo has a question. Senator John Hoban is here. If you do have a question or comment, always welcome. 800-228-0550. You can text me, 701-367-2054, or Todd at 226-8503. Go ahead, Janine.
Hey, Scott, I didn't realize that Senator Hoban was going to be on, so this really isn't a question for him, but this is just something about what happened to me yesterday. I was at the gym. Afterwards, there was a person that's affected by the government shutdown, and she kind of went on a rant, and I felt like it was targeted towards me. She knows I'm a Trump supporter. There was a group of people, and I was fairly calm considering, you know, the situation. But, you know, I'm just kind of getting sick of people feeling like they can trash talk our president, or, you know, people that support our president are being attacked. I felt like how just a tiny taste of what maybe some of you all feel. And I don't know. I'm just wondering if there's a solution or what people can do to kind of not feel like they're being attacked because of, you know, my response was, well, gee, I hope the Dems make a move, you know, move or, you know, approve the funding for border protection or the wall so that the government can reopen. That's what, to me, would be the best solution. But she was talking about daycare. Her daycare is going to have to close down because they're not going to have funding for food. And, you know, I don't know what I can do to fix this. Do you have any comments?
Well, Janine, thanks for calling in. And yeah, you know, obviously we've got to get an agreement. Now 75% of the government is funded. We've already made, as far as food and daycare, whether it's food stamps or, you know, the school lunch program, WIC, Women, Infants, and Children, all those food programs. Actually, I chair AgriProbation and have worked with USDA to make sure that that funding will continue. And we've got both January and February covered. So I don't think she needs to be worried about the food issue. And so, you know, and we're continuing. Matter of fact, we'll have an announcement. You'll see there'll be another announcement come out of USDA today in regard to our FSA offices. And Scott, you probably saw I put something out that I talked to Sonny Perdue, Secretary Perdue, our Ag Secretary, about getting some of those FSA people back in the office here to help our farmers with FSA loan guarantees and some of the things that they need in order to pay down their loans and deal with their FSA loans and so forth. There's going to be something come out on that in probably an hour or two. So it'll just follow along the last press release I gave you that we are going to get some help there. So, Janine, we're trying to find ways to mitigate the impact, but the key is we've got to get Democrats to negotiate with us. In other words, we need to fund the remaining 25% of government. 75% is funded. So it's 25% of government that's not funded. We need to do that. But we need some border security funding. We need to build a wall. We need to build a barrier to protect our border. That's part of national – Homeland Security is part of national security. It's part of securing our country. It's a long-term security issue. Just like we can't have sanctuary cities, we got to enforce the law. That's what keeps it. These things keep us safe. It is a fundamental responsibility of government.
But if Nancy Pelosi comes across the table from Donald Trump and says, no, I'm not going to give you anything for the wall. Oh, I'll give you a dollar. I mean, and again, yesterday, denying rejecting an invite to come debate. I think Janine's got the right answer. I mean, her daycare friend should be calling Democrats to say, don't do this. Get to the table, shouldn't they?
Ask them to negotiate with us. We're negotiating. I mean, look, we've said it can be concrete. It can be steel. It can be a certain number of miles this time. We've talked about different amounts. I mean, they keep saying, well, they're for border security, but then we say, okay, fine. What does it have to be? And then they won't, you know, they won't ever get into the negotiation. They just say, oh, yeah, we're for it. But they need to engage with us. We get they want something. Tell us what you want, and we'll see if we can work on it. But we've got to have some money to secure that border. And so that is a long-term security issue. Now, I'm on working on a couple different bills to try to cut through this. Matter of fact, Bill Cassidy, senator from Louisiana, has a good idea. I'm working with him. We're trying to see if we could use the asset forfeiture fund. So, like, when we capture drugs and money and so forth from these you know, the drug smugglers and the cartels, when they come across the border, we're trying to see if we can't get that money, which is unappropriated funds, to maybe be used to build the border wall. So if the administration could go forward with that, then maybe we could break the logjam. So, you know, again, we continue to try to find a way through it.
Thank you for all that you guys do. I appreciate it. I'm seeing such divisiveness with people's opinions. The fact that someone would verbally attack me, you know, on this issue just because they know I support Trump, you know, like as if it's my
fault. No, that shouldn't happen. That's right.
It's everywhere.
You know?
Yeah, it's everywhere now, Janine. It absolutely is. It's a sad chapter, and really, what's the guy doing? He's leaving the private sector where he could be making billions to help the country get itself, you know, right-sized again. And that's why North Dakotans sent him there. Thank you, Janine. Appreciate the call. Interesting story. Others waiting to chat with Senator Hoban. We'll do that when we come back with more of What's on Your Mind. Kelly Armstrong, Congressman, next hour.
The The MBI rig team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 Best Place to Work in the Oil Patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, advanced opportunities, and more. If you're an experienced forehand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100
yes.
years. We help dreams come true. One customer,
Kevin,
one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Going once.
Twice.
Have excess equipment? Don't sell yourself short. Attract buyers 100% online with our international bidders list. Sell all over the world from your location or ours. There are no buyer's fees, and we have auction guarantees. Auction Block, equipped for success.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing. And they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You ready?
What's in Your Mind is powered by SchwannGMC.com. And
I went and closed the thing I was going to tell you some more stuff about. I'll tell you about that some other time.
What an idiot. That's the kind of day I'm having.
Just look at Todd's truck and you know everything
well,
you need to know.
No kidding.
Right there.
Well, you see what I'm driving next because the truck is up in a few months, so.
All right, beautiful. We have.
Oh, wait, is a pickup a truck? We went through that conversation the other day, too.
Senator John Hovind with us today on What's on Your Mind. I read a piece in the Daily Caller It was one of those anonymous pieces, but the Daily Caller says, you know, we know this person to be a senior official in the Trump administration, but we're going to keep the identity anonymous because the career would be jeopardized, obviously. But he's basically saying, you know, hey, I'm a senior official working without a paycheck, but I have some advice for the president on the shuttered government agencies. Lock the doors, sell the furniture, cut them down. He's basically saying that there are a lot of people in the bureaucracy that don't exactly work. He said on an average day, roughly 15% of the employees around him are exceptional patriots serving their country. And he said, I wish I could give them competitive salaries and no one else. 80% feel no pressure to produce results. If they don't feel like doing what they're told, they don't. They can't fire them. They run errands during the day. They just do everything but, and you can't tell them what to do. And this was alarming to me to see this. I understand after 30 days, any furloughed employee could be terminated. You know, is the president looking to thin the workforce here for people that work and people that don't? Would you support that?
Well, Scott, I think first and foremost, you know, we got a lot of hardworking people. TSA is a good example right now that aren't getting paid. And, you know, I mean, my heart goes out to them, and I'm doing everything I can. Matter of fact, I'm working on a bill with Ron Johnson. For anyone that's working and not getting paid and doing essential services, you know, Homeland Security, Border Patrol, TSA, I mean, these guys and others, you know, we need to find a way to get them paid. So, I mean, I feel for them. And that's where our colleagues across the aisle have to start negotiating with us on this. There's no reason we can't get the remaining 25% of government funded and fund the border wall, secure the border. That's what serves the people. That's common sense. That being said, at the same time, we have to find ways, to find savings in government and reduce the size and scope of the federal government, no question. That's an ongoing thing, you know, separate from the current shutdown. But it's something that we have to be working on all the time.
What if he used the shutdown, though, to do it after the month? Because according to this story, after a month, he can relieve anybody that's been furloughed. And I know there's
a human crying. Though. I mean, even before the shutdown, he had already started working on this. So, I mean, this is something that he has been working on and will continue to.
Let's go to Dean in Bismarck. Question for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Dean.
I really don't have a question. I used to live in Arizona for many years. I've seen the coyotes and people shot in the head because I used to do search and rescue with Sheriff Joe Opile down there. My suggestion is the American people can hit the Congress in the pocket. They can go and file exempt on all their taxes for until they get the wall built. File exempt. Don't pay taxes. That's my comment.
Well, I think your comment in terms of needing more security is right on, and I think to keep telling people that aren't saying we got to have border security, tell them yeah, we do need border security, and the more Democrats hear that from people, the more I think they'll hopefully come around to helping us get it done.
Texter says, ask the senator about the GoFundMe page for the border wall. There was a GoFundMe page for a time. Other people have suggested, you know, let's not wait for the government to fund it. Is there another way to fund the wall, do you think?
Well, I mean, I think that's great. They were up in the – I don't remember. I think they were up to – they're in the millions of dollars. It was like $19 million or something, I think, when I checked on it. That's great. But, I mean, come on. There's absolutely no reason that the federal government – isn't covering this cost. The president's talking about $5.7 billion this cycle. Obviously, the Democrats have voted for far more than that in the past. Appreciate that idea, but this is a fundamental responsibility of the federal government. This is national security.
Jim Fargo for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead.
Well, see, the whole thing is this has nothing to do with the wall. It's all about trying to have Trump at the feet. That's all they're doing. They could care less about anything else. They want to render him, say, hey, we can beat him. We've got Congress now and we can beat him. It has nothing to do with anything but that. It's all about power, and it makes me sick. See those Democrats act. It's just beyond the pale.
I'll piggyback on that before you comment from a texter. Good morning, Scott and Senator Hoeven. Thank you for supporting our president, Senator Hoeven, who I feel is trying to do the right thing by our country. I feel discouraged by the Democrats refusing to negotiate with Trump. Clearly, it's resistance to just be difficult. My question is, as someone said yesterday on your show, can we use money confiscated from drug cartels to fund the border wall? My name is Sheila. I listen to your show every day, and I'm not working. So what about that? Is that another way? I've heard that, too. You know, I think Ted Cruz had a bill on that. But is that a way to go?
That's exactly what I'm working on. So Bill Cassidy from Senator from Louisiana, great guy. He's kind of the first guy that suggested, I said, hey, great idea. So we're working on it, and that's exactly what it would do is we would take money from asset forfeiture. So like when we confiscate money or drugs or guns or whatever and cars, whatever, that we get from these drug smugglers going across the border, it goes into an asset forfeiture fund.
Yeah, fantastic. Fantastic. Senator Hoeven, thanks a bunch. We'll see you in Washington with the March for Life on Friday. More after this.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndieBlackBullGuy.com. And to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season. Or email jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Scott Hibben. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.